hanging with the family here, you know. Everyday love all around.
Oh man, you got the best crew. There's no other explanation for the love that your family has
there
for.
You go. How yeah. Are you doing?
Oh man, I am just, you know, trying to live up to a life like yours. I mean, you know, legend and all that, you know.
Yeah, yeah. So where are you? I don't know where you are.
I'm in Nashville.
This
is Nashville.
That's a good place to live.
It is, except for when it's cold like it is today, though.
I bet it's cold.
It is.
You know what, California, the sun is out. It's a beautiful day, so, you know, I hate to tell you that. But
well, every time I interview somebody from California, they all basically say the same thing. I'm like, you know, y'all can get on my nerves with this, but it has been this year, Pete, has just been nuts in terms of the weather, because Nashville normally is not as cold as it's been. So, it's been
we have a friend that just moved there not too long ago, and they've actually lived in California, you know, for so many years, mm-hmm. and then going to Nashville was like a very big change for them. But, you know, they said, we're trying to get used to the cold weather.
And culturally speaking as well. And, Pete, I think my second time over the years of doing the Artist of the Week that we've had had you in our spotlight. And I think
I appreciate that.
Are you? Yes. And because the hundreds and hundreds of recording artists over the 16-year run of Artists of the Week on WFSK, I always got to sweep through and talk to the legends. Now, wait a minute, y'all. I have to, you know, pull you all in because you bring so much to the table. And experience, knowledge, background, stories. I mean, you just bring, you know, a lot. I was looking at your website and did not know you wrote a book.
Well, the book's been out for quite a while, but it took me about 4 years to put it together. But I thought, at the age I was reaching, it's time to... Mm-hmm. Put things down on paper, and I started writing, and then I just said, you know what, this should actually be a book, you know, so I had my daughter-in-law help me with it, and it turned out pretty good. I'm very happy the way it turned out, because everybody who reads it seems to get at least a little message from it, and knowing about the family, and you know, just what it takes to be in the music business, mm-hmm. up and down, the things you go through, trying to get to where you want to get mm-hmm. to. And it's just, I think, some information to younger people as to what life is about when you're a musician and have to be on the road, and, mm-hmm. and especially when you have a family. I'm so happy. Did you happen to read it, or...
No, I just saw it. I'm like, say what? And because I didn't know that, you know, I think last time I talked to you, you were talking about the art that you were involved in, but I didn't know about the book. I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah. Well, I'll get your address from Zena, and we'll send you one.
Okay, wonderful. Because I know there's, you know, when I do the Artist of the Week, it's not just a spotlight on the music, but also it's an opportunity for other musicians to be listening and to learn something from this expertise and knowledge. So you guys, whenever you have something to share, you know, we're always happy to, because our station is licensed. Yeah, we're licensed educational. Yeah, Pete. So, you know, part of the, this is Nashville's jazz station. So, you know, you're in good hands here.
Wonderful.
Most definitely.
Wonderful.
Now, let me remind the audience that this is Artist of the Week on WFSK. And Pete Escovedo is our artist of the week, and he has a new project, Rhythm of the Night. And many of you may be fans of Pete and the family and be familiar with his body of work over all these decades. And Pete, I was happy when this came out. And of course, immediately, I started getting cuts and finding out what would be the chances of having you in with us. So, you know, the Lord is good.
Yeah, it's my pleasure to be with you.
And,
my pleasure.
Your family is so beautiful. And talk about that relationship generationally with you in the business and them and other family who have been in the business.
Yeah. Well, I think it, you know, I have to go back to the beginning because my dad, who actually was born in Mexico, but he came to this country to for better work and stuff like so many other Latin Mexicans did. And his love of music was so strong. He loves to sing, you know, he loves to sing with the guitars and the mariachi kind of a style of music. And but when he got to Oakland, he actually started hanging out in these dance ballrooms.
Mm-hmm.
And these ballrooms back then in Oakland, there was about three or four of them that were very active and had big bands. And sometimes the bands would come from New York or wherever and play in these ballrooms, and he would always go and listen to the bands with hopes of, you know, meeting the musicians and hopefully that he would get up, get a chance to sing a song, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what he loved to do. And a lot of times when he would go, well, he would hang out so much that my mother said, next time you go to the ballroom, you're going to have to take the kids with you. So I'll make sure that you come back home. So at that point, we started hearing the music from the ballrooms, and we were just like, oh, man, it was just so amazing to hear these bands. So I think that's why that kind of stuck with us through the years. And so my mom, who loved to play the piano, and so they were kind of musically inclined also. And then on my wife's side, Juanita, her parents are from New Orleans, so you know, you get that New Orleans thing going, that's a strong influence also. So our children grew up with that kind of feeling of family, you know, because her family was a large family, and my family was a large family.
Mm-hmm.
And so we decided to get married. We said, well, we're gonna try to have six kids, but we ended up with four. When we got to four, we said, four, no more. These four kids were enough, you know what I mean? So, and they grew up in the same environment as I did when I was a kid, because my dad used to invite the musicians over to our house, and, you know, they would jam, and my mom would feed everybody, and it was a party all the time. So when my brothers and I started playing music, we would do the same thing, and we would invite the bands over, and, you know, right away, the bands that came into town, I invited Eddie Palmieri, his band, and of course, I always invited Tito Puente, because Tito, I met when I was 18 years old, and we became so very close friends right away, and he was just so much a part of our family. So we would have the whole orchestra over for dinner and stuff, and we would just talk music and just have such a great time. And once we started our own band, we would rehearse at my house because I had the biggest front room. And we didn't know anything about renting a studio or, you know, rehearsing with a PA system or anything. We just all gathered together in my front room, and so all the kids were right there, and they would just sit on the floor and just listen to everything, and so they grew up with that, you know, like a sponge takes the water. Mm-hmm. It's just, they just soaked it all in, you know. And so I think that's, you know, that beginning really stayed with us, mm-hmm. a part of being a close family and part of being a musical family. So mm-hmm. we were blessed. We were blessed with two large blessings.
Yeah, you were. And the blessings continue. I see in here that six of your great-grandchildren are vocals, are singing the vocals in here on this project.
Yeah, yeah.
Man.
Well, you know, I always like to include the family whenever I record. Mm. There's some records that I did earlier, you know, that I used a lot of the guys, the musicians in the Bay Area, and always try to have some special guests and people that I met along the way, mm-hmm. and played with. So it's always, the recording has always been so, so very special to mm-hmm. me and important to me, because I figure when I'm long gone, maybe these recordings will still be available, mm-hmm. and people will be able to hear the music that I did. And so I make it very special to have special guests. And I thought this would be great just to have the great-grandkids and the grandkids just sing along on one of these songs. And they did, you know, and they did a great job. I think they must have a little music in them also, so they're coming along too.
Yeah, keep it in the family. So what do they call?
For Pete, sure.
Pete, do they call you Grandpa, Pops? What do they call you?
They call me Pops. Okay. Everybody calls me Pops, and the grandkids do, great-grandkids do. All the musicians that I work with, everybody calls me Pops.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, because you fit the role so well, you know.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, you do, most definitely. And, you know, your sons and your daughters are very blessed to have you and your wife. Because in the... I'm just, you know, they truly are. On the inside, you have a photo. Now, who's on the picture... with you all sitting down playing the percussions and then the two ladies in the back. Who is this? Who am I looking at?
You're looking at Sheila, and that's our oldest. And then my son Juan, he's the oldest boy.
Mm-hmm.
And then Peter Michael, who did the producing and everything. And then in the back there standing is, of course, Zena, the young one, the
okay.
baby of the family.
Okay.
Yeah. And then my wife, Juanita, is back there. Because I actually, you know, she plays a little percussion. I always put her on my CDs also.
Look at Juanita, and, looking all pretty. No wonder you're still all up in love with that woman. She is beautiful, man.
I got a lot of support, you know what I mean?
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
So you know, we're all there, and I wanted to have a picture of all of us in that, because I used all of them on the CD, mm-hmm. Rhythm of the Night, and they all played on a lot of the tracks, and so it was very rewarding for me to do this, because I'm getting to the point of, you know, pretty soon retiring, and but I still want to record another CD before I do that, but this one was in a sense a follow-up of what we did Back to the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
Back to the Bay was the idea of my daughter Zena and my son Peter Michael, when they said, why don't we do some old school songs, you know, songs that we grew up with in
mm-hmm.
Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
And we just put the Latin stink on it, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I said, well, we got a lot of Latin stink we could put on
mm-hmm.
there. So
mm-hmm.
so we did. And we you know, we found some great songs. We found some great people to play
mm-hmm.
on CD,
mm-hmm.
singers and stuff. And so we did Back to the Bay. And there's a sort of reminiscence of us being in Oakland, because now most of us are in L.A.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few of us still in Oakland, but we're basically stationed in L.A. now, so.
Mm.
So anyway, that with the success of Back to the Bay, we thought we'd do a follow-up. And what better time to do it was once pandemic hit, we
mm-hmm.
weren't able to really perform live. So I said, well, this is a good time to go in the studio.
Mm-hmm.
So we went in the studio and sort of handpick some more great songs that, you know, were recorded over the years by great people.
And, yeah.
And yeah, and so this Rhythm of the Night is, you know, just a welcoming scene for us, because getting to use the whole family and having fun doing it, and sort of, you know, really a labor of love. It was really enjoyable.
Well, let me ask you of the 9 cuts, because these are all primo. Who picked Overjoyed by Stevie Wonder? Who picked that?
That was my son, Peter Michael. And you know what? That was sort of the last song we were going to do. Yeah. And I told him, I said, Peter Michael, you know what? Overjoyed, that's Stevie, you know. Who's going to sing that song? You know, I mean, Stevie's the guy.
Yes.
And I know we can't get Stevie, so Peter Michael said, I'll sing the song. So anyway, he sang the song, and he did a great job.
Yes, he did. Now,
and he's one of those guys, he loves Stevie Wonder. He listens to Stevie Wonder every day. So that turned out really well.
It did. And the one that I have that plays in, you know, all of them play here, you know, sorry, Peter, all 9 cuts. I got all 9 cuts in there. Ain't now, I know. Who is that singing that on that song, Ain't No Sunshine? Is that you?
Well, no, you know what? Here's the funny story about that, is because I was supposed to sing it. And so we went in, and I started singing, and Peter Michael said, no, Pops, it's not working. We got to find somebody that has that old school voice, you know, someone that has that little growl in their throat, you know. And there's this gentleman by the name of Simon Russell, who lives in the Bay Area. He's a great keyboard player, but he's a great singer. And so we said, that's the guy. We'll get him. He would do a great job. And the good thing about that is, you know, Bill Withers is such a great fan.
Yeah.
We were so supposed to do a project together.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's too bad that he passed away before we could do that. But he came to the house, and him and his son, and we sat outside and talked about it. He bought some of my artwork. And we had a great time just talking and discussing this. We spent some more time on the phone, kicking ideas around, and it just never came to pass. But I said, you know what? I want to do this song by Bill and do something in his memory. And so we picked that one. And and Simon did a great job singing it,
Well, you know, when I hear it, I'm like, now see, that when you said old school, I was like, classic, because you know, when you know that you know, and you know, and you know, and you know, so yeah, I was like, yeah, this is it.
Yeah.
And
we're planning to do a video on that with that song, so I don't know when we're gonna do it. It's been a little tough scheduling, but hopefully we'll probably get to do it pretty soon. Yeah.
Well, and should I have to guess that Sheila picked her own song?
Yes, she did.
Okay, I shouldn't have to guess.
Now, my family, the kids, we generally see eye to eye on music, and we, you know, but when you get to Sheila, she's, it's got to be her way, you know, and she's got to do her thing. And we definitely let her do her thing. And but you know, she's so great. It's amazing.
It really
I'm so
is.
Proud of her
oh,
accomplishment.
Yeah. Oh Lord.
Yeah, I mean all of them, all my kids. But you know, Sheila stands out.
She's
very visual in everything she does. Always on television, radio, doing concerts.
And, yeah,
she's amazing.
Well, Sheila's done a lot too for women. And, you know, in that was one of the things about her that, you know, I really had the utmost respect I have of her, because, you know, you didn't see a lot of women that just, you know, had their band and did some of the things that she did. And she was out front and, you know, seemed to me like.
I think she was a forerunner in creating women in music, because there was a time where, you know, actually, especially with the Latin side of playing Latin instruments, women weren't supposed to do that.
Right.
And pretty much a lot of the people that, old school Latin guys that saw her play, were amazed that, you know, a female could play like that. So it was new to them, and I think it kind of paved the way for other young girls, young ladies, to play music.
No question.
Oh, boy, there's some really great, great, great female percussion players and everything. I mean, they're just so fantastic.
Yeah. Well, I mean, her command of it and her presence, you know, said that the possibility is there for other artists. Because, you know, we didn't have that many role models in terms of instruments. You know, we had the vocalists and people singing, but we didn't have, you know, we weren't showing them in command, you know, in percussion. And, you know, Sheila just seemed to me like she didn't take no mess. See?
That's true. She still doesn't. She's a fighter. Okay. You know? She's going to do what she's going to do. Yeah. Nobody's going to tell her no.
Yeah.
That you can't do that. She'll do it.
So,
She gets that from her mama.
Pete, you mean Zena can't have her way with Sheila?
Well, you know, Sheila's the oldest.
Yes.
And she kind of I would say like she's the mother hen of the family, you know.
I can see that.
And then when you get to Zena, Zena's the baby, Zena can do no wrong in my eyes. So.
I knew it.
You know how the babies are.
Oh, my God. I told her that. I said, girl, if you are not the baby of this clan, I don't know who is. And now she's daddy's girl. I knew it.
Yeah, that's right. Don't mess with daddy's girl.
Oh, no way. Now, you know, you did a song one time, because it's in our collection, Daddy's Little Girl. Wasn't that you that did that?
Yeah, we did that. I forgot what
that was some
CD we did that on.
Yeah.
But that song was written. Sheila wrote that.
Oh, did she?
With somebody else. I forgot who was the other writer. Maybe Ray O'Gale. But it was a nice song. I really liked that song. Yeah, it was really cool.
Well, and everything that you've done, I mean, it's received, and I know when people see you in concert and festivals and things, they're just in awe of your work and your career and your ability to be able to still keep it, you know, you the age that you are, you're not letting nothing stop you. And I'm grateful for the privilege to get to share some laughs. And I talked to Juanita today, so my day is made. I just, you know, I'm just telling y'all that. I got to.
Well, you know, this business is, the music business is not, you know, an easy one to take on, especially
right.
If you make it your life's work.
Oh, yeah.
It's the constant. A constant struggle to make good music, to record good music, to make a living as a musician, especially when you have a family.
Yeah.
And, but it is one of the greatest art forms in the universe, is to make music. And, you know, the way the music is turned into nowadays, I'm so discouraged with some of the things that are going on and the music that's going on, because it seems like everything is more visual than actually the true meaning of what music is. And that disturbs me, and a lot of the Latin jazz and jazz musicians and not only just jazz, but all around music, people that perform real music are, you know, discouraged about, because we've gotten into a point of it doesn't matter what the music is, as long as there's a show in front of it, you know, with dancers and, and half naked women and that kind of a thing, you know, explosives going on stage. It's all of that now, and it's not just music. I mean, that's why I've kind of stayed. I love working the jazz clubs. I mean, because it's intimate. The people that come in there to hear you play, they come to hear you play music.
Mm-hmm.
And that's so rewarding, because I'm right in front of them, you know, and I can see their faces. And you know, when people say, well, you know, it's a small club, it only holds that, I say, okay, that's fine with me. That's what I like.
Most definitely.
That's what I like, because when you play the big concerts, and of course we need those, you know, cause that's where the money is, and that's how you get paid big money, by doing the big concerts. Sometimes you lose the intimacy of the room, the vibe of the room, you know. There's jazz clubs that they have that vibe. Once you walk in, you feel, hey, man, you know, Dizzy played here, or Coltrane played here, or Miles played here. You know, and you get that feeling, yeah, this is where it's at right here,
Well, you know, it's a lot of razzle-dazzle, and it's no instruments, you know, so I just, you know, by seeing people live perform, you know, there's nothing like it, and there's no synthesized computer program that can take the place of that.
Yeah.
So, you know, long live what our genre and our jazz genre and our recording artists who have brought us nothing but happiness all these years.
Yes,
now,
sure.
Now, Pete, before I go, I got to ask you this. Now, I have to go off the chart into something that I've never asked you before, but I do ask this of an artist. If I came over to lunch this afternoon, let's just pretend like Sharon Kay's at the door. Okay, now let's. Okay, yeah, this is a radio. You can use your imagination. So I'm at the door. What would I get when I see you and Juanita and the family? What would I have for lunch with you all?
Well, the first thing you get is a big hug. we give hugs right away.
Okay.
Even in this pandemic crazy thing, as long as we have our mask on, we give hugs. When you come into this house, you will be San Escovedo.
Okay.
You will be part of the family. So this is what we do. We welcome people in our home as part of the family, our friends.
Yeah.
You know, most of our fans that have been with us for so many years, we look at them as family, and it's so nice when we travel and we meet some of the people that have been fans for a long time.
Sure.
We become friends, we exchange numbers. You know, yeah. I'm always easy to get a hold of. I let people know what my email is and whatever. Some people will give out our phone number. It's all about that. It's all about love, and we respect. I respect my fans.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm so happy that I have fans. You know.
Yeah.
So, and
truly
that they appreciate what I do. So.
Yeah.
And yeah. It's a wonderful blessing, and you will be blessed when you come in this house.
Oh well. See now you said hug. So now what are we gonna eat? What you and Juanita and Zena gonna have for lunch? Who cooks?
And that's the second thing. You
okay.
And then Mom's is going to say, what do you want to eat? After you eat money, I'll feed you right now. What do you want? And she'll make it for you.
I knew it. That's what keeps the family happy right there.
Amen. I'm telling you, there you go.
Oh, man. I just, you know, that sounds so awesome. And thank you, Pete. I mean, I feel it all the way from here in the family, and y'all are the very best. And, you know, it has been an absolute privilege to get to have you on the WFSK Artist of the Week here in Nashville. He is a legendary man.
And God bless you, and all the fans out there in Nashville. Yes, be safe.
Yes, be safe.
Be healthy, and let's all just keep praying.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much, and you all have a blessed rest of the day. Okay.
All right. You too.
All right. Bye bye.
Bye bye, Annie. Love you.
Love you too.